Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Holly Robichaud, not Grace Curley, filling in today on Friday the 13th. And we get Jared in the booth helping me out. Glad to be back with you, Jared. Glad to be back on the air. So much to discuss. Here's the good news. I know it's Friday the 13th, but we only have like 10 more days of Cuomo. And if you see those smoke signals, it's not Lizzie Warren visiting him. It's him burning stuff at the mansion. So like I said, today is Friday the 13th. But since January 20th, Jared, has it seemed like to you that every day is Friday the 13th?
Yes, it has been one long horror film that we've been watching.
I know. I can't imagine, like in my worst nightmares, I couldn't imagine the Biden administration and how much damage they've done, what they're doing on a daily basis. I didn't think it could get this bad. Like most Americans, I thought he was somewhat of a moderate Democrat. He wasn't AOC crazy, but I'm not sure he, let me just say, I'm not sure he's AOC crazy, but whoever's pulling the strings is AOC crazy. Because as we, you know, Howie will play every clip that he gets of Joe Biden, he can't put a sentence together. And so you've got to realize that somebody else is pulling the strings in this administration. But whoever is, things are far worse than I could have ever imagined. What do you think out there, Grace Curley country? Give us a call at 844-500-4242. I mean, critical race theory? I mean, that wasn't even debated in 2020. And now it's like all the rage that they're teaching critical race theory to our children. They're teaching division and hate. I mean, who would have thought that would have been where we are going in our country 6 months ago? It blows my mind. It blows my mind. I was out the other night with somebody that's on a school committee, and she says, I ran for school committee. I didn't think it would be this busy. But no matter how many times I tell people, we're not going to teach critical race theory, people still don't get it. She goes, I can't say it enough. We're not going to teach critical race theory. We're not going to have it in our schools. But she goes, I get constant calls for it. And knowing, like, you know, I've known as a consultant, I've known a lot of people that have gotten elected to office, and usually school committee's not that hot and heavy. And yet she says my phone rings off the hook all the time because people are afraid that critical race theory is going to be taught in their schools. Another thing, defund the police. Defund the police. I remember during the Warren, Elizabeth Warren, Jeff Deal campaign when Elizabeth Warren said she wanted to abolish ICE. And I got a call from a researcher, and he said, this is the new trend we're seeing with uber liberal progressives, that they want to abolish ICE. And I said, Warren's not going to go that crazy. And sure enough, within like 12 hours, she's like, abolish ICE, abolish ICE. And so that they don't believe. I mean, I've got a couple stories for later on where you've got these people that have been ordered to be deported. And we're not talking about nice people here. Armed robbery, assault, and we're like, it's okay for them to stay. And we should abolish ICE. Who would think of getting this? And now they want to get rid of the police. And then they all scratch their heads and go, I wonder why crime is going up. Jared, we have no clue as to why crime is going up because they don't want to prosecute anybody. Okay, here's the other nightmare. Friday the 13th, Rachel Rollins as U.S. attorney. I yikes.
Marty Walsh is labor secretary. Rachel Rollins is the U.S. attorney in the Commonwealth. What could go wrong?
What could go
what
wrong?
What could happen?
I know. Okay. All right. How about this one? Right? We are, vaccines. Trump did Operation Warp Speed. We got the vaccines. Now it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough for you to get vaccinated. And if you got vaccinated, you're going to have to get it again. A new study shows that the people that aren't getting it are PhDs. Once again, that gives me a little concern. I made up my mind I was going to do it. Now it's giving me, like, every time, like, oh, no. I don't think I'm going to die, but I don't want to get sick. And I've got, I got a busy business. I don't want to get sick. So I was thinking about doing it. Then I'm not like, am I going to get sick doing it? So did you do it?
I have not yet. And I had planned to eventually, but now, I mean, if I got to do it every 6 months, no.
Right.
The chances for somebody in my age bracket, I have no pre-existing conditions. The chances, the infinitesimal chances of my catching it for me do not weigh heavily enough that I feel I need to continually protect myself against getting it.
Yeah,
there's not that impetus there, and especially if the PhDs aren't getting it.
I know.
And again, it's only been, I know it's been, what, 9 months maybe that we've had it and everything seems okay, but it's still only been 9 months. Like, I'm not at risk. I want to hang back a little bit and just sort of get a
feel
for what happens.
You remember that movie with Will Smith, I Am Legend, yep. Right? And they came up with a cure for cancer and that didn't work out so well. Yeah. So I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm self-employed. So my thought is, there's nobody there to kind of fill my shoes. So thinking about getting the vaccine, but every time I get close, it's like, so I'm still debating it. All right. How about how much our First Amendment rights are under attack, where YouTube can shut down a senator, a United States senator, because they don't like what they have to say? I mean, what happened to freedom of speech? I mean, I get that a lot of people don't like what I have to say. And like when I go to dinner parties and people ask what I do, I kind of avoid when I know I'm in a liberal condition that there's a bunch of liberals in the room. I avoid it. I avoid the discussion of it because I don't, while I'm out, having fun, I don't really want to get into it unless they say something really stupid and I can't help it. But I don't shut other people down because I disagree upon them. And if I had that control button at YouTube or Amazon or Facebook, I wouldn't shut them down. I wouldn't shut them down. But they've taken the threat of yell fire in the movie theater to, they're debating masks. That's like yelling fire in a movie. No, it's not. It's not. Okay. Could you imagine inflation? Could you imagine this amount of inflation? So yesterday spent over $3 per gallon. I mean, last year it was, what, $1.74?
Yeah, I believe election day or prior to election day, I believe it was $1.83 for a gallon of gas. And then it stayed okay. But after January 20th, it shot up
at least
80 cents that day, I think.
You liberals out there, how you liking that? How you liking that? I'm not liking that. And that, you know what that does? That hurts the people at the lowest end because they have to spend more. In fact, inflation's so bad, it's wiped out any wage increases that we got during the Trump administration. Way to go, Joe. Way to go. All right. I'm going to talk a lot about this one later on today, but bankrupting our nation. Bankrupting our nation. That's what they're doing. This $1 trillion, that's not so bad. I think they're trying to get you over the shock by saying now we're going to do $3.5 trillion. I don't care. When it has a trillion in it, it's way too much money. Way too much money. Afghanistan, disaster. Disaster. So glad so many people sacrificed their lives for us and Joe Biden just wipes it out. Open borders. Open borders. And it's not just open borders allowing the illegal immigrants in here. Illegal immigrants with COVID. Right? We're supposed to mask up. If you get the vaccine, you're still supposed to mask up. And they're letting illegal immigrants in with COVID. Have you lost your mind? China? We're basically selling out to China. Joe Biden can't hold a press conference with Putin. Can't hold a press conference with the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Has anybody seen Kamala Harris? And since she went to, Walter Reed to get a COVID test? I mean, I haven't seen her.
I haven't either, but to be fair, I've only been looking at the border, so.
Well, I mean, the last idea we got out of her on fixing the border was to tell American corporations to create plants to create jobs in other countries so that they would want to stay there. Have you lost your mind? Trump just spent Trump spent all this time trying to bring back these corporations back into our country, the manufacturing jobs back into our countries. And we have a vice president saying, create them overseas, create them out of here. I mean, is this what we wanted? I mean,
manufacturing.
I am mind boggled by this. And then who would have thought that, okay, I just have to say, the Bidens are more corrupt than the Clintons. I mean, this selling painting, that's ingenious. That's really ingenious on way to wash, launder money. I'm impressed by that. Not that I'm going to do it. Not that I think it's a good idea, but I am impressed that the Bidens could outthink the Clintons on this. So
book deals are so mid-2000s.
I know. So, Jared, we have so much to talk about today. When we come back, I want to discuss with everybody and hear what you have to say. Is the GOP, with all this happening, will the GOP take back Washington, D.C. in 2022? Stay tuned. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley this afternoon on the Friday the 13th. Hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. Want to hear what you're thinking? But first, we've got to go to the poll question, Jared. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr VIP Studio Experience. Love it.
Very
love
nice
it.
Experience.
Yes, yes. Good food always. Good food. Even when I'm on a diet, good food. There's still time to book your in-studio experience with dates available through the end of September. Yeah, and you should book it because it's most likely going to rain like this summer. So get your book it right away. Book for yourself or get tickets as a gift at thehowiecarshow.com and click on the VIP experience tab. Jared, what is that poll question today?
In honor of Friday the 13th, which of these is the scariest? Black cats, broken mirrors, stepping on cracks, or Joe Biden press conferences?
And what's the answer so far?
94% say Joe Biden press conferences. 3% each for black cats and broken mirrors. Nobody is afraid of stepping on cracks.
Well, step on a crack, break your mother's back. So I guess we're a little old-fashioned on that one, Jared. But
you never go back.
But with Biden's press conferences, at times I watch them. I think they're funny to watch. And then you go, he is the leader of the free world.
I mean, 8 to 5, 2 to 3 out of 5.
When the one time right after the collapse in Miami of that building, he goes to walk off stage and then somebody yells him a question about how many lives were lost there. And he comes back. And he's like, I almost forgot that. Can you imagine if Trump had done that? This guy just blows my mind. And if Trump couldn't form a full sentence, what they'd be saying, Yikes. Hi, we got a bunch of callers. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Nick.
How you doing, Holly? Good to hear your common sense voice on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
We got to look at the top of the chain of command here, Secretary of Defense. This man is a clown, Lloyd Austin. Somehow, but they won't tell you how, he got a silver star as a general, no less, in Iraq. I find it hard to believe, but somehow they bestowed out on him. However, in case anybody may not remember, Obama talking about the JV being ISIS, ISIL, etc. Well, he actually got that from this clown at the time, who was became CENTCOM. CENTCOM, by the way, covers 550 million square miles, lands of warfare, if you will, the Middle East, Afghanistan, etc., etc. So he was in charge of a lot of stuff. He went on record as saying that ISIL was a flash in the pan, right? A few months before they started going crazy and beheading people like Daley. This is the clown that this idiot sock puppet decided to become the Secretary of Defense. And if you want to look at Milley, the chief of the armed forces, look at his record either. There's nothing militarily glorious in his record other than talking about critical race theory. So we have major problems. I just saw a map on Fox of Afghanistan in black, if you will, are the areas. This is the outer circumference with a one small core, maybe 15-20% of the landmass. The rest is all 80% controlled by ISIS.
By the Taliban, Nick. I cannot believe it. I know people that have served over in Afghanistan and put their lives on the line, and Biden just flushed it all down the toilet. I am so outraged, Nick, and thanks for that call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hi, Holly. I'm heartbroken of what's happening to Afghanistan, but I mean, the reality is the Afghan government, the Afghan people are just not willing to rise up against the Taliban, and it's basically going to be another civil war. And I'm not a fan of Biden, but do we really want to get involved in another civil war?
Well, we've been there, and the way he withdrew, you know, we lost everything that we put into Afghanistan. And, you know, if we're going to make an investment there, we better make sure that we're making a good investment. And he just blindly pulled out. I mean, look at, you know, look at your stock market. Do you just randomly pull out of the stock market one day? Or do you look at your investment and we made an investment in Afghanistan. We said that was important. We invested lives. We invested money. And he just pulls out because he wanted to get a headline. I mean, let's be truthful about this. Biden wanted to get a headline, and now we have sacrificed, we've lost everything that those people who put their lives on the line and for our country. I'm outraged on this. And this administration just couldn't be, and that's why I say, like, every day is Friday the 13th. It's a nightmare. It is an absolute nightmare. Well, I'm glad to be getting my frustrations out with you people today. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We're going to be right back after this short break. You won't want to miss the next segment.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hi, I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. As I promised, you wouldn't want to miss this segment. As a GOP consultant, I am often asked, what's going to happen in 2022? And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. However, I do think that we could do very well, except for when you've got 19 senators that betray the Republican Party. That's not the way to go. That's a way of wrecking every potential gain that we have. So, anyways, what I thought I would do is talk to my favorite pollster, the guy that has his own crystal ball. He is right most of the time, and get his take on what's happening out there. Are we going to win in 2022? Are we going to save the nation, or are we in deep trouble? Joining us now on the line is David Johnson from Strategic Vision. Thank you, David, for joining us.
It's great to be on.
Hey, so this week, I think Republicans, up until this week, I thought Republicans were on a surefire course for winning in 2022. And then these Republicans, 19 of them, betray the GOP, spend $1 trillion. They get nothing for it. It's not like they got, you know, they said, we'll close the borders, we'll stop critical race theory. They got nothing, bupkis, zero for selling us out. And what they're doing, I see, is angering the Republican base out there, in which, you know, we need the Republican base in order to win. Is this helpful, detrimental, or is it just a blip and I shouldn't be worried about it?
It's detrimental right now. What they did was they gave good old Joe a win when he didn't need one. But I think it's a blip because I think by the time we're in 2022, in the heat of the campaign, what we're really going to be talking about is critical race theory, is crime. This collapse that we're seeing in Afghanistan right now, especially we're hearing that the Taliban now wants to take Kabul by 9/11 so they can destroy the U.S. embassy on the 20th anniversary. I also think inflation is going to be fueling things as well. So I think all these things are going to be the key issues that we're going to be talking about. Unless Joe Biden destroys the country and puts us under martial law by then.
Well, you say these things, but actually you shouldn't say those things on the radio. These liberals listen to this stuff and then they come up with these ideas. I mean, who would have thought defund the police? Who would have thought critical race theory? Who would have thought open borders?
Who would have thought, too, we're hearing bureaucrats saying, you know, we have to curb individual liberties. We have a former governor of California saying, F your constitutional rights.
Oh, I know. He should just get his own house in order, I think, before he should be talking politics anymore. I'm just going to say that. Right?
No, I agree totally. But what's frightening,
we don't want him to be back.
Going to be an issue as well. Is these bureaucrats like Rochelle Walensky, like Dr. Fauci, basically curbing the Constitution, curbing the laws, like with the CDC rent moratorium, where they know that they're violating the Constitution, they know they're violating the law, and they go ahead and do it. I think these are going to be issues. I think there's a lot of pent-up anger right now among voters and a lot of buyer's remorse as well.
Oh, I definitely think so. Now, one of the reasons, one of the things that's really bothered me is that COVID just won't go away, right? I mean, it just won't go away. And then I heard that when doing polling, which you do all the time, that the pollsters say that when you ask voters about police, public safety, the economy, you name it, Biden is, his numbers are in the crapper. But when you ask about COVID, people think he's doing a good job. So is that the reason why COVID is staying front and center right now? That, you know, everybody got the vaccine, the Delta variant's not deadly, but they're still making it to be the end of the world.
I think that's one of the reasons. Although if you look at some of the polling in the last 2 weeks, his COVID numbers have fallen. Back a month ago, he was at 64% as far as approval for his handling of COVID. Now they're down to 52%. Still, you know, a positive, but I mean, that's a dramatic drop, and I think we're going to continue to see this trend.
Well, if we
and that's got Democrats worried.
Yeah, if we continue to see this trend of him, his polling numbers dropping on COVID, will that change the subject? Will they get off of COVID?
They'd like to, but where do they go next? That's the thing.
They haven't done anything well.
You've got out of control crime, attacks on the police. You've got runaway inflation. You've got a president who is begging the Taliban now not to attack our embassy and dangling foreign aid to terrorists. You don't want to talk foreign affairs whatsoever.
Right. I do have a thought where they can go from here, right? So if he tanks on COVID, which looking at what you were saying, he's in the high 60s and now he's at 52. That's a devastating drop. If you know where he can go? He can go on search for Kamala Harris, right? I mean, she's kind of disappeared. So maybe he could join her.
Because they know she's radioactive.
I know.
I mean, if you look at the polling, she's the most unpopular vice president in over 50 years. Even the Democrats say they cannot win with her.
That's unfortunate. Just unfortunate. Do you think it's the cackle or the nonsense that comes out of her mouth or the arrogance?
It's a combination of all of it. The arrogance as well. And if you look, even when she was thinking about running for president, she didn't even resonate with Democratic activists back
right.
then when she went hard left. Her campaign was an embarrassment because she's not genuine, and people can sense that. And then we've got more and more people worrying that Joe Biden is not running the show and that he's not even coherent enough to run the show.
Really? They don't realize? I mean, he's... What gives them that impression? I mean, the media covers up for him all the time. So what's giving them that impression?
We're up to 47% of Americans who no longer believe that he's competent enough or is running the show.
Well, it's good to know that 47% of the country is catching up onto it. When's the rest of the other 53% going to catch on?
That's the big question. Will they ever?
Well, let's hope they do.
Maybe when he gets lost in the White House grounds more and more, even after the Secret Service shows him where to go, they'll begin realizing.
Oh, if I were them, I don't know why they allow him to go out there in these press conferences, talking to the press. I mean, he's not doing anybody any favors. It's brutal. But my feeling is, look, the Biden administration and the progressives, the Democrats, the socialists, they are lining everything up so that Republicans can win in 2022. But then when I see 19 senators vote for that stupid infrastructure bill, which has no infrastructure, only 23% towards infrastructure, they sell out. They're spending like drunken sailors. I fear that that even though people don't like the Democrats, they're going to be like to the Republicans.
Could happen. I agree. I don't think it's going to, because I think this country, and I hate to say it, is going to be in such horrible straits a year from now.
Oh, thanks, David. Making me look forward to the next year.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, they're already speculating that we're going to have terror attacks from Afghanistan within a year. And what's interesting is Joe Biden's even losing his fans overseas. All the foreign governments are criticizing him now.
Well, yeah, how could they not after when he goes for that overseas tour and he won't do a press conference with the Prime Minister of Great Britain? He won't do a press conference with Putin. And we all know why, because he couldn't stand up there and answer the questions in a coherent way.
Exactly. And now he has made the situation in Afghanistan so bad that I'll tell you, I expect in 5 years at most, we'll be back over there having to do the whole thing again.
Can we just get Trump back? Can we just have a recall?
Trump was out today asking, do you miss me yet?
I do. I've answered that question previously before this. Yes. But could we just, I mean, could we have a recall? Is there something we could do?
I think a lot of people are asking that right now.
Yeah. And that's why I want the only way, and I tell people that ask me, the only way we can do anything is for 2022. And that's why you got to get out there and vote Republican. A lot of people think, well, it's not my congressman that causes the problem. If he's a Democrat, if she's a Democrat, Yes, they are. They voted for Nancy Pelosi for speaker. Yes, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Yeah,
exactly.
You got to get rid of them. So, David, I know you are an expert pollster. How do people get a hold of you? How do they follow you?
Oh, sure. They can go on my website, strategicvisionpr.com.
All right. Well, David, as always, really appreciate you with your insights. Love it. Hope you're kind of pessimistic about the next year, but positive about the elections. So I guess thank you for joining us. So have a happy Friday the 13th, David. So
you too.
Okay. Thanks. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today. We'll be right back. We are going to have somebody on that you won't want to miss because he's going to stick it to the rhinos. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
Wearing a tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
You know, you talk about the impact of that day, but you guys won. You guys helped. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days.
Oh, boo-hoo, Adam. Boo-hoo. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today on Friday the 13th, and that was Congressman Adam Kissinger. And you might remember him. He's like the second most hated congressman in D.C., right behind Liz Cheney. So why do I bring up Adam? Because the Senate just passed this $1 trillion and then the $3.5 trillion, and they're gonna need some votes to get it passed over in the House. Nancy Pelosi's actually kind of holding the line, but not for the reasons we think it's a good thing. 9 Democrats in the House have already said, I don't think so, because they are, one of them, I was noticing this, Carolyn Boudreau, she's in a seat in Georgia where, like, we should definitely take that back. So are we going to have more Mitt Romneys on the House side? And I thought, well, probably the most likely one would be Adam. So joining us on the line right now is not Adam. Nope, don't want him. We've got Jack Lombardi, who is going to probably kick Adam's butt all the way out of Congress. Good afternoon, Jack. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Holly. Yeah, good afternoon to you, and thank you, and thank you to your listeners for having me on.
Great. Thanks for having the time to fit us in. So, do you think that Adam Kissinger will join with the Democrats and betray us like the 19 senators did on the Senate side?
Well, you know, Holly, is the sun hot?
Yes.
You know, it's what he does. I mean, you know, we've put out tweets, we put out messaging, and we've even put out press releases calling from just to switch parties. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked at all. I mean, matter of fact, we're expecting him to do that because this is more of the same from Representative crying Adam Kissinger.
Now, he has said that he's going to stay as a Republican, but yet I don't see how he's going to stand tall on this issue of the infrastructure spending when they ask him, you know, he served on the 1-6 commission when Nancy Pelosi was heavy handed and kicked off Jim Jordan, who I love. I just love. And Adam steps in and says, I'll serve. I'll do it. I mean, so what makes you think that, you know, I think he's going to raise his hand on the infrastructure bill and throw in, don't you, Jack?
Absolutely, I would agree. And yeah, I'm with you. Jim Jordan would have been the appropriate pick, but that's not what Pelosi wanted. She wanted her lapdog, her good, obedient Republican. I mean, I think McCarthy called them the Pelosi's Republicans, him and Liz Cheney. But yeah, I 100% agree with you that, you know, they're going to bring in someone they know will go their way. For whatever reasons he keeps doing this is beyond many of us. But I would if I was a betting man, I'd bet on it.
Now, Kissinger has launched a couple Facebook ads saying that he is tough on open borders, but yet if he supports this this $1 trillion spending, he's for open borders, right? So wouldn't that not make him only a Pelosi Republican? Wouldn't that make him an open borders Pelosi Republican?
Well, it would, and that's funny you bring it up because, you know, where is he once spoke out about the border crisis that we have right now? Where is he once? We haven't heard him say not a thing about it. He hasn't been down there. He hasn't done anything, you know, to help stop the border crisis. I mean, he's been silent. I mean, he's been silent on many things, unless it's throwing a fellow Republican under the bus. He's not silent on that, that's for sure, or helping out the squad or supporting them, that's for sure. But, yeah, he would, in fact, be, you know, supporting open borders at that point if he was to jump on and support this not really infrastructure bill or nothing to do with infrastructure bill, actually.
Yeah, only 23, you bring up a great point, Jack. Only 23% of the spending in the so-called infrastructure bill actually goes to infrastructure. So the overwhelming majority is not. I mean, so we're basically flushing that money down the toilet. When you get elected, are you going to wheel and deal, make deals on this, or are you going to be like hold the line on the spending, on this type of spending?
Holly, the spending's out of control. I mean,
so all right, Jack. Hey, we're up against it. Can you tell us how do people get involved with your campaign?
Absolutely, you could go to LombardiForCongress.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much.